How do I start? Hi, guys. Is guys weird to say? That didn't sound like me, did it? Okay, I'm supposed to look at this camera. My name is Alex Earle, and welcome to the Hot Mess Podcast. I cannot even believe I'm saying this. I consider myself a normal girl. I'm from New Jersey. I got a bunch of followers my senior year at the University of Miami, and don't get me wrong, I am not mad about it, but my life truly did change overnight. I'm just going to be honest with you guys. I am so nervous right now. I'm sweating, but it's okay because I'm in the comfort of my own room. I did not feel like I needed to go to like a big studio for this. I was like, I'm just going to sit in my bed and talk with you guys. This episode is brought to you by Tinder. Guys, spring is here. Festival season is starting. The crazy parties are getting crazier, and you guys know how much I love to have a good time, and I think it's always better when you're with someone that you love, someone that you care about. So if you're on the hunt for someone special to have some fun with, the first place you should check is Tinder. It's a great place to find your twin flame, someone who loves to go to festivals with you, wear matching outfits, listen to the same music. Or it could be someone who is completely different, not your vibe at all, but they introduce you to a whole nother world of things. Tinder is full of all kinds of different people. You just have to put yourself out there. Make sure you send a few likes their way. Otherwise, you might miss out on something really special. Explore all the possibilities for yourself on Tinder. It starts with a swipe. Download Tinder today. This episode is brought to you by Key Eyewear. I don't know about you guys, but I always thought Key was pronounced Quay, and I have been saying it wrong for years. At one of my first jobs, I would sell these sunglasses, and I said Quay the whole time, so I'm glad we figured that one out. Summer is right around the corner, which means it's sunglass season, and Key always has the cool shapes and styles, from shields to aviators to cat eyes and more. I've been loving the cat eyes and aviators. I'm excited to whip them out for festival season, and no need to play favorites. With Key's prices, I always end up getting more than one pair, so whether you're shopping for your next music festival, vacationing with your girls, or just grabbing a cup of coffee, Key's got you covered for any moment or any mood. Shop online at key.com. That's Quay.com. Honestly, my favorite thing is the morning debriefs with your friends. After a night out, they crawl into your bed, you guys are all disheveled, you order food, and you talk about what happened last night. So that's what this is kind of going to feel like. I'm new to this whole podcast thing. I'm figuring it out still, but you guys are going to get to know me on a completely different level. I feel like being on social media, there's a lot of people talking about my life or what happens, and I figured I would just get on here and tell you guys myself. So let's start with the biggest question. Do I have a boyfriend? It all started when I met this NFL player. Let me just take you back to the beginning, where it all started. Of course, it starts with a Miami party. It's a regular school day. I got invited to go to this Gatsby-themed party. I had a flight the next morning at 7, which means I need to get to the airport at 5 a.m., so I really had no interest in going out. My friend calls me, and I'm very easily convinced when it's like, oh, we're going out, and it's going to be fun. I'm like, okay, I'm getting ready. So very last minute, we get ready. It's like 9 p.m. and parties in Miami happen so late. So like you can start getting ready at 9 or 10 p.m., which is the thing I love about Miami. Like you don't have to be ready at 5 p.m. to go out to the bars. Like you can fully take your nap, have a dinner, go to bed, wake up, and then you can still get up and go out. So it's a Gatsby themed party. I'm like, what do I wear? I have this sparkly dress and I had this headpiece from Amazon in my like costume box. So I feel like if you go to college, you know the frats have these themed parties. You have like a college costume box, basically a collection of all these different things I've accumulated over the years from Amazon for going to themed parties. And I have this little sparkly headpiece. I throw it on my head. I do my hair really quick and I'm like, we're going out. So I have my dress on. I'm running out of my house. My roommates are like, where are you going? And we head to South Beach. Wait, South Beach is, we head to South Beach. South Beach is this way. We pull up to one of the biggest hotels in South Beach. It's red velvet. It has like a very old school vibe to it. And this is not a frat party that we're going to. This is a huge party. There's celebrities there. We get to the door and they ask for your name. They have to cross it off the list and they confiscate your phones. I've been to parties before where they put stickers over your phone when there's going to be like famous people in there. But these bouncers fully took our phones. So I was like, oh my God, there is about to be some cool people in here. And we are not one of them. When we walk through the doors into this party, I immediately stop. I grab my friend's hand. We look around. There are like 15 famous people standing right there. I know I said I wasn't going to drink tonight, but what do? We beeline it to the bar because there, if there's any chance of me mingling with any of these people tonight, I need some liquid courage. As we're standing around the bar, this guy comes up to me and he's like, oh, you should really go talk to my friend over there. And he points to this guy. I'm like, yeah, okay, whatever. I'm not focused on that right now. I'm having drinks with my friends. We're having champagne. We're having tequila shots. We're having vodka sodas. That was not a great concoction for me because I then had too much liquid courage. So my friend goes to the bathroom. I'm awkwardly standing there alone. There's only so much small talk I can make with the bartender. So I start looking around and I see this guy. It's the guy that my friend told me I should go meet before. He wants to meet me. I go right up to him. I shove my hand in his face and I say, you. He looks at me like I have six heads. And he's like, what? I go, you wanted to meet me. Alex. I mean, it ended up working out in my favor, but why was I doing that? I don't know. I didn't know who he was. I didn't know that he was an NFL player. And I was not trying to like be cool of any sorts. I literally was just like, I'm bored. You wanted to meet me. I'm going to talk to you. We end up talking and I found out that he also went to the University of Miami. So we have like an immediate connection there. If you're a Cane, you get it. You know, a lot of school spirit. It was very easy to talk to him. We got along very well. And before you know it, like an hour and a half went by and we don't have our phone. So I'm not even keeping track of the time. And I still don't really know who this guy is too much, but I'm like, we gotta go. I have to be in the airport in 2 hours. I grab my friend. We do the classic Irish exit. We're not saying goodbye to anyone and we're getting out of there. The next day, I somehow make it on my flight. I'm in Wyoming. My friends are asking me how the party was. I was telling them I met this guy. He was really cool, but I probably won't ever see him again. I don't even know where he is. I barely know his name. And whatever, it was what it was. And flash forward, I get a text from a random number. It says, so you're just gonna leave without saying bye to me. And I knew exactly who this was from. Also, mind you, I did not give him my number, so he had to put in a little work to get him my number. So that caught my attention, and I was like, you know what? Let's see where this goes. Maybe I will see this guy again. Flash forward, I'm back in Miami. I'm walking around campus, and I get a text from this guy that says, be ready at 5:30. We're going on a date. Being the studious girl that I am, I know that I had class from 4:30 to 5:45. So I tell him that I couldn't be ready. I had class. Like, is that okay? I don't know what we're doing, where we're going, but I'm like, I'll be there. He's like, yeah, that's fine. I'll pick you up from class. Mind you, he also went to UMiami, so he knows the campus and people on campus probably know him. I'm freaking out. I'm running around my college house. I'm like, I'm going on a date. All my roommates are like helping me get ready literally to go to class and then to go on this date. But I don't know where we're going, what we're doing. So I was like, I want to wear something nice, but that can also be kind of casual. So I put on this bodysuit, a pair of jeans, and I was wearing sneakers to class. But in my backpack, I brought a purse and I brought a pair of heels. I show up to class and my friend looks at me when I sit down next to him and he was like, where the fuck are you going? Because I usually show up to class in my PJs, my hair in a bun, looking like a rat. And listen, it's Miami, so people show up to campus in all types of different outfits. You have girls in bikinis, you have girls in pajamas, and you have girls in bodycon dresses. I told him I was going on a date after class, and this was probably the longest class of my entire life. I was so anxious and excited, and I didn't know what we were doing, so I'm like going through my head, like, where could we be going and like, it's too early for like a dinner kind of, I don't know. Like I had no idea where we were going. After class, I sprint across the parking lot. I see him sitting literally in like the furthest corner of the red lot. That's what our campus parking lot is called. And I get in the car. At this point, I put my heels on. I have my purse on. We're in the car for like 15 minutes. We're going in the opposite direction of South Beach, Brickell, all the like fun Miami places. We're literally driving into like the woods. I look at him and I'm like, are you kidnapping me? Where are we going? He turns to me and says, the airport. What? I'm like, what do you mean the airport? I can't leave. Like, I have class in the morning. I don't know where we're going. I don't know what that means. And now I'm like nervous. I'm like, who is this guy? Do I even know him? And we pull into the airport, and this isn't the regular Miami airport. This is like a small little private airport. And there is a helicopter sitting there with a guy outside. And he was like, we're going on a helicopter ride around Miami for sunset. I feel like I am in 50 Shades of Grey. This is like the coolest thing I've ever seen. I am used to dates with frat guys where I go out and they forget their cards and I'm the one paying for dinner. Like, I've never seen something like this in my life. And now I'm like wondering, like, did I dress wrong for this? I'm in heels. Like, we're going on a helicopter ride. I don't know what's going on. And we get in. The pilot asks us if we want the doors closed or if we want the doors off for the ride. I'm trying to seem cool and adventurous. I was like, yeah, I'm the cool, chill girl. Like, whatever, let's get crazy. I was like, no, we don't need the doors. Oh my God, we needed the doors. Within 1 minute into this helicopter ride, I had whiplash from my hair. My extensions are in this guy's mouth. He's eating my hair. We're up in the sky and it was beautiful, but I can barely see because my hair is like this. It's tangled in my lip gloss. I have knots in my hair that I know I'm gonna have to put conditioner in. We literally had to go to CVS after this date and stop, and I had to get like a brush because I was like, I don't even know. I can't even look you in the eyes right now with my hair like this. So PSA, ladies, if you're going on a helicopter date, either put the doors up or you need to wear your hair in the slick back tightest bun of your entire life. While I'm on this date, I get a text from my dad. Because sometimes my dad tracks me, I don't know, but he literally sees me flying over the woods and he's like, where are you? I text him back a picture of the beautiful view of Miami. I tell him, I'm on a date, Dad. Don't worry, I went to class. It's just another day in Miami. Overall, it was a really cool date. We had a lot of fun. It was romantic. And at this point, I kind of knew there was gonna be a second date. Looking back, was he taking me on this helicopter date to hide us so that no one could take pictures of us out? Maybe. But honestly, it ended up working out for the best because I was kind of still going through a breakup at the time, even though we really broke up like 2 months ago. But you know how breakups go. You have talks, you're getting closure, we're still tying up loose ends, and my ex did not want to let go of the relationship. It was kind of one of those things where he wanted to get back together and was telling me that, you know, he was going to change and that we should try and make things work. And I really didn't want to make things work, but you don't want to just kind of, I don't know, you care about the person. So you're trying to like let them down easy. And you guys know, you caught me out with my ex having one of our closure talk dates, whatever. And it turns out NFL man was in a similar situation. He had just ended a relationship. He was tying up loose ends and we kind of were in the same boat, and it was nice to kind of go through that together. I feel like we're in the same place. Like, neither of us were really looking for a serious, committed relationship. Like, we were just hanging out and having fun. I'm sure a lot of you guys listening can relate. When you get out of a relationship, the last thing you want is someone who is looking for a relationship. Like, I just wanted someone to hang out with, have fun, but I wasn't looking for anything serious and neither was he. So I was like, great, this is like kind of a perfect situation here. He also was playing for a team in New York at the time. So I knew by May, like when I'm graduating, like this guy's gone. Like that was good for me. I was like, I don't need someone to be sticking around. Like I really was not looking for something super committed and like long-term. Because of that, I felt super comfortable being myself because I wasn't trying to impress him. I wasn't trying to be someone that I wasn't. And I think that made us get super close, super fast. And lo and behold, he gets traded. He gets traded to the Dolphins. And if you don't know much about sports like me, that is Miami's football team. So it looks like he's sticking around. And when I say sticking around, we're hanging out. Let's talk about this confusion that has been going on. So I'm very, very close with my family and I like to go out with my family. So naturally, if you're hanging out with me, you're hanging out with them. My family visits Miami a lot. We're going out. We're going to the strip clubs. For me, my family feels like an extension of my best friends. So it's never this big sort of ordeal where a guy like meets my family and it's a super scary thing. So of course now there's photos of us out to dinner with my family, at the club with my family, and everyone's like, they're dating, they're getting married. Maybe the one time that I can see how things got a little confusing, and this is still a learning process for me, but I went to the ESPYs red carpet with this guy and we got photographed together, and basically everyone was like, this is Alex Earle hard launching her relationship. I was in LA for work that week. He ended up going last minute to the ESPYs and he invited me to go with him. And I'm a great date. I'm a great time. Like, of course, I'll come. I'll get a nice dress. Like, I can do my hair and makeup. Like, that is like my favorite thing to do. I didn't realize how big of a statement I was actually making with that, because I wake up the next morning and I see articles everywhere of Alex Earle hard launches boyfriend on the red carpet. I'm like, oh shit. And honestly, this is like an issue I have, but that made me want to run in the other direction. After seeing those headlines is when I basically was like, I want to just take a step back for a minute. Like, I'm about to leave to go to the Hamptons for a month with my friends. We got a huge girl's house together. Like, we're gonna go out. We're gonna get crazy. We're gonna have a hot girl summer, or so I thought. And this was not the time that I wanted to start this relationship. But it's also weird. Like, what am I gonna come out and like make a weird statement and be like, hey guys, I'm actually not dating this guy officially, but we are hanging out a lot, but we're not dating. Like, it's just so cringy and weird to me. So I don't know. I have never said anything. This episode is brought to you by Liquid IV. It's getting warmer outside. Summer is getting closer and closer, and that means you need to be extra careful about staying hydrated. Even something as simple as standing by the pool can be dehydrating, and one of the best ways to stay hydrated is Liquid IV. It's convenient, delicious, and one stick in 16 ounces of water works better than water alone. Just tear, pour, and live more. Honestly, when I think of summer, I think about music festivals and concerts, and you can easily slip some into your purse. Also, good for a beach day with the girls. Just bring it with you. You can never get enough hydration. Liquid IV is also a great option because it comes in so many flavors, including sugar-free options. It has 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks. Liquid IV is the perfect plus one for your adventures this summer. So turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code HOTMESS at checkout. That's 20% off with the code HOTMESS at liquidiv.com. This episode is brought to you by Tinder. Guys, spring is here. Festival season is starting. The crazy parties are getting crazier. And you guys know how much I love to have a good time. And I think it's always better when you're with someone that you love, someone that you care about. So if you're on the hunt for someone special to have some fun with, the first place you should check is Tinder. It's a great place to find your twin flame, someone who loves to go to festivals with you, wear matching outfits, listen to the same music. Or it could be someone who is completely different, not your vibe at all, but they introduce you to a whole nother world of things. Tinder is full of all kinds of different people. You just have to put yourself out there. Make sure you send a few likes their way. Otherwise, you might miss out on something really special. Explore all the possibilities for yourself on Tinder. It starts with a swipe. Download Tinder today. I guess this is all new to me, but having news pages and social media clips label what a relationship was for me, it stressed me out. One, because that just wasn't the reality of things. And two, I don't want to be tied down right now. And it's not even tied down in the sense of going out and dating a million guys. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about tied down in a sense of when you have a boyfriend, you have to answer them. You have to talk to them. No, but in all seriousness, a relationship is time and it's commitment. And I just graduated college. I'm having fun with my friends. I'm bopping around, traveling all over the place. I'm still figuring out this next chapter of my life. I just moved into my first apartment post-grad. And another thing people say is, oh, they're not dating. He must be stringing her along. She must be so upset. Like, why does it always have to be the stereotype that the guy is getting to decide whether there is a relationship or not? What if I don't want to be in a relationship? Society can sometimes make it seem like girls are the ones who are distraught and need the guys and need to be in a relationship, but that's just not the case. I'm back in Miami. I'm just settling into my apartment. I have my good group of girlfriends here, and I'm still hanging out with NFL guy, but there's no pressure on it as of now. We're gonna see where it goes. I'm having fun, but you may or may not see me at some Dolphins games. Enough about guys. Let's talk about the people that really matter, my girlfriends. I want you guys to meet them. Let's go. Okay, welcome, guys. These are my best friends from college. We're all scared. Cheers. Somehow they stuck with me for all 4 years. And weirdly enough, we all met like the first night of college and we have stayed friends ever since. We are witnessing everyone back at their first week of college right now. And we're having a little bit of post-grad depression. So I figured, why not? Just a little. I figured why not reminisce on those core awkward memories of the first week of freshman year and the fun memories.
You're the only one that I talked to before coming to school. I had never even like seen you guys before. Yeah. And then I remember being at the Biltmore pool and you were like, do you know this like Hannah Knight? Like, I think I'm like getting drinks with her later. And I was like, no, like, oh my gosh, she looks so cool. And I was so scared. And I met you guys for the first time at the pregame. Yeah. The first night that we went out. Yeah.
Making friends with people freshman year can be super awkward and you have to like, it's like dating. You have to like reach out.
Speed dating.
So we're going to read you some of our DMs that we've sent each other that we look back and like laugh at now, but oh God.
This is March 3rd, 2019. Oh, I'm scared.
This is going to be so Kristen.
Hey girl, you're so gorgeous and I'm obsessed with your pics. I saw that you're going to Miami and I'm trying to meet people going, so I wanted to say hey. I got deferred for some reason. Frown. But for some reason, no idea why. I got spared for some reason, frown. But I'm praying I get in, because if I do, then I'm deaf going. It's by far my favorite. Like, you did not ask. It's by far my favorite, and it would be literally insane to live there. I definitely want to find some friends to enjoy it with. Smile. I'd love to get to know ya, so feel free to add me on Snap or anything.
Really normal.
Why? Why was my friend... When I said, hi, don't worry, my friend got deferred too. Oh, as if I'm so fucking scholarly. Me, the only reason I got in is because I applied ED. Don't worry, my friend got deferred too. For some reason, all the overqualified people did, but you will def get in still. Look at me being...
Wow, you're so supportive.
Okay, yeah, supportive. I thought the overqualified people didn't get in. Here's my Snapchat. I'd love to be friends.
Hey, yeah, I was honestly so confused. I came in fully expecting to get in because I was well past...
She's giving me her whole life story.
I was well past all the requirements.
Kristen would like to have a word with the University of Miami. She was well qualified to be here.
I was well past all the requirements.
I will never forget, I was Snapchatting Hannah.
You were the only person I talked to before coming here. Well, yeah, Anna and I went to high school together for a little background on that.
I would Snapchat Hannah and I was like, oh, I already have a roommate. And Hannah was like late to the game, of course. And she's like, wait, just ditch her. Like, just like, why can't you ditch her and just live with me? And I was like, I don't think I can like morally do that. Like, we've been signed up. We like bought our dorm furniture together. And she's like, it's fine. Like,
okay, to be fair, I was half joking. Half.
We had like a vibe going on. Yeah, but like, then we immediately met. Clicked. And so we had this like weird Snapchat relationship and
we literally dated.
And then I'm in Bed Bath & Beyond with my mom and I see this girl and her mom and it's Hannah.
And I'm shaking. I'm like, mom, that's that girl I've been telling you about. Like, we're going to be really good friends, but I don't want this to be weird. And she's like, go say hi. I'm like, okay. I'm like, hi, Alex.
We're like buying our dorm sheets and I'm like, hey. And I'm like, squeezing my mom's hand. I'm like, mom, this is like a cool girl. Like, this is like someone I need to be friends with. And it was like the scariest thing ever. And like, we're in Bed Bath & Beyond with our moms and like red and shaking. And
literally. It's just weird to think back on like how nervous you are to first meet someone and then everything just turns out fine. I have a very vivid memory of sitting in Brooke and Anna's dorm one morning and I was trying to get involved on campus and I was like, do you guys know if there are any like clubs at this school?
No.
And Anna was like, no, you obviously have to leave campus to go clubbing.
Oh, wait.
And I was like,
wait. I fully thought she was like asking if there's any like going out clubs on like the UM campus. I totally forgot. Okay. So freshman year in the dorms, they hang flyers all around campus for different clubs and activities. There was one specific activity that caught Hannah's eye that we spent like a full on like 2 weeks.
Oh, more than that, like a month.
Preparing for this event.
This was the biggest deal ever at the time.
Hannah?
So I'm walking in and I see this poster and it's like to try out for our mascot, Sebastian the Ibis.
Go Canes.
Go Canes. Go Sebi. And I turn to Brooke and I'm like, that would be just so funny. Like, that would just be like a little bit if I just tried out for Sebastian. Like, obviously, I'm not going to get it. Like,
normal. Just a fun little after school activity.
It was for the bit. And so then it became more than a bit, I think. Then I got really serious.
Then I got
competitive about it. And we made a whole dance.
I literally choreographed like a full tryout dance.
Yeah, because Brooke used to cheerlead, so she did my whole dance for me. She did my whole audio for me.
I have so many videos of Hannah doing her dance. What is it? I just want to roly, roly, roly with a dance.
I can do it. Literally.
I remember the entire dance. She performed this for us like the week leading up, like 3 times a day, the week leading up to this tryout. No.
I went to the audition, Brooke took me, and I wanted her to come into the audition to get a video of me trying out.
That was like the whole
for the bit. Like, yeah. So
it was for the plot.
Yeah, and then they told her that she couldn't come in, so I'm like,
wait, they took my phone, put it in a locked locker, literally made me like sit in the locker room just like staring at the wall, and I was like, okay, well, because Hannah, good luck in there.
It's secret who the school mascot is. Like, they don't know until graduation. Like, they don't tell you.
So I walk out in full suit. I have this massive bird head on. And I'm like, what am I doing? What am I doing here? But then they asked me to do, like, the football run out. So I had to sprint with, like, an American flag in my hand. I had to do my roly dance.
And the
yeah, the cane spell out. And I
practiced that so many times.
Yeah. So many times. I left there and I'm like, well, that was like a funny joke, whatever. Never gonna get it. We get a call 2 weeks later.
I'm in Alex's bed.
And I get a call and I'm like, who is this number? Like, what's going on? I pick up and they're like, Hannah, are you with anyone right now? Obviously, I'm like, no. We're doing this exact same thing right now. It's on speaker. And he goes, I just wanted to let you know, you are Sebastian. And he's like, do you accept? And I was like, looking around, they're all like,
yes, yes, accept. Accept, accept, go Canes. Like,
yeah. And then after, everyone was chanting like, you're Sebastian the Ibis now.
We had a party. So imagine freshman year of college, one of these girls you just meet in the first few weeks becomes your school mascot, okay? She's walking around campus, and, like, we know when she's going to be on campus. We know where she's going to be. You remember you had, like, to go cheer at, like, the pool, the swim meet.
At a swim
and
meet.
You brought and you me in.
Yeah.
And, like, I got to go into, like, the Sebastian suite or whatever where they're, like, taking off their heads of the mascot. And, like, I got to meet the other Sebastians. And
they
was
were
like,
you're not going to tell anyone, right? And you were like, no.
I was like, no, but now I'm going to tell it on this podcast.
4 years later. Random, but for some reason, even though, like, posing with you on campus and running into Hannah as Sebastian was hilarious, for some reason my favorite like whole thing of the situation was the fact that after you would wear it, you would have to wash it in the middle of the night so that no one would see you with the suit.
Because it was a secret, and because we were in these freshman dorms that had like communal they wouldn't let me wash it unless it was 2 a.m so I would set an alarm. I would trudge downstairs holding this giant duck suit or ibis suit, sorry, and wash it at 2 a.m. And that was when it was quick for me.
How did it feel to be in that suit?
Sweaty and gross.
Disgusting. Especially in Miami, like that has to be hot.
When we had to walk outside and do anything outside, it was just vile. And so that's why 3 weeks later it was wraps.
Do you guys remember like the first night that we went out, like that first pregame, we didn't even know where to like put the destination in the Uber, so we just like hopped in people's Ubers. I have like videos of me like just like sitting on like people we're friends with now's lap, but we had no idea then. We literally just dove into their Uber and we're like, okay, we're just going where you guys
everyone
are going.
Was so clueless and like figuring it out together. I think Hannah has a good story about putting the wrong destination in an Uber.
So
this is our favorite college story ever.
So it is the first day of college. I am a freshman. I have no idea what I'm doing. And after a night out, I decided to put school into my Uber destination. And I thought I was set. I thought I was going home to the dorms. And lo and behold, I jump out of my Uber and I'm like, great. I see a swimming pool. We have a swimming pool on campus. I see big buildings. I'm like, made it home. Great. Now I'm walking around for 5 to 10 minutes and I cannot see the freshman dorms. I'm really struggling. So I call Anna, who was my friend in high school and like one of the only numbers I had at this point. And I was like, Anna, I'm walking past the pool. I know the freshman dorms are supposed to be right there. Like, I cannot find them. And she goes, it's like late. So she's like, Anna, just, you're right there. Like, we just keep
go across the bridge, like, and you'll find it.
I'm like, okay, like there's no bridge, but I hung up. Sure.
I'm so sorry. No,
she hung up. She hung up. I try to go to call her back and my phone dies. So I am now stranded here, but based on what she said, I should be right by the dorms. I have done 20 laps at this point around this school. And I'm hopping fences. I had little cheetah booties on. And the heel of those cheetah booties, I hope, is still impaled on that fence. So I'm now hobbling at this point. I am close to tears, but I'm like, hold it together. Like, it has to be somewhere. It has to be somewhere. 2 hours later, I've given up hope. I'm a lost soul at this point. I am just accepting my fate. So I find a nice little spot under the bleachers. It had a little mattress. It was like a football pad, whatever. What are they called?
You slept under the bleachers?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, not slept. I started to like curl up and at this point.
And
I was,
cry.
I was full sobbing. This was my cry spot. And I was like, I'll just wait until like students wake up in the morning and I will be in my little denim skirt and my botched booties. And I'll ask them how to get to the freshman dorms. Yeah. So I see this light and I'm like, God? But no, it is a maintenance truck and it says University of Miami on the side. So I run up to him, mascara is all over my face. I'm like, can you please tell me how to get to the freshman dorms? And he's like, this is a middle school campus. What are you doing here? At that point, I'm in hysterics and I'm like, you need to help me get back, whatever. So
do we know what middle school you were at?
No.
We've tried finding it like multiple times. Like something trying it on Google Maps, we have no idea. It's like a glitch in the system.
Yeah. Maybe.
So Hannah, one of the first nights of college, fully slept at a middle school under the bleachers.
And then the next morning, so this is my first impression of Hannah. Like, she knew Anna from high school, but I did not know Hannah at all. And she is body slamming on our dorm at 7 in the morning. 7 in the morning. I'm like, what is going on? I get up, I answer the door. She's sobbing. And I'm like, what happened? What happened? And we have like the funniest Snapchat of this debrief. It was like the best debrief of all of college.
This episode is brought to you by Azo. Let's be real for a second here. There is nothing to be ashamed of when it comes to women's intimate health issues. I feel like a lot of the times girls just feel judgment or they don't want to talk about it or don't want to get the help that they need. And this is a no judgment zone here. Treating and caring for your intimate health issues is totally normal and should be treated as such. It's not a dirty word or something to be ashamed of. Azo is the brand that quite literally goes there, helping women with their UTIs, vaginal issues, and more. Visit azoproducts.com for vaginal and urinary products and resources, and save 20% with the code PODCAST. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. This episode is brought to you by Key Eyewear. I don't know about you guys, but I always thought Key was pronounced Quay, and I have been saying it wrong for years. At one of my first jobs, I would sell these sunglasses, and I said Quay the whole time, so I'm glad we figured that one out. Summer is right around the corner, which means it's sunglass season, and Key always has the cool shapes and styles, from shields to aviators to cat eyes and more. I've been loving the cat eyes and aviators. I'm excited to whip them out for festival season, and no need to play favorites. With Key's prices, I always end up getting more than one pair, so whether you're shopping for your next music festival, vacationing with your girls, or just grabbing a cup of coffee, Key's got you covered for any moment or any mood. Shop online at key.com.
That's QUAY.com. Something about the University of Miami's dress code. The pool parties, it is just a bikini and sneakers, like no sarong.
You get into an Uber like that. Like the Uber drivers are just like used to it, I guess.
Like you are just basically naked walking around everywhere. So like the apartment buildings near us, the dorms, like it's just used to
that one Chipotle after Chipotle. Oh,
Chipotle Shake Shack.
The Chipotle on South Dixie Highway has naked girls coming in after every pool party.
Every Saturday.
Every tailgate.
On Saturdays, it's always either a tailgate or a pool party, but also on Saturdays at UM, there's tours. So like 16, 17 year olds are with their moms and dads, like looking around the gorgeous campus, and then they're just seeing us like double cheeked up running out with like water bottles and Gatorade. It's like,
okay, but if I was like those there, like, 16 and 17 year old girls, I'd be like, I want to go there.
I think my high school friends probably hated me because of how much I talked about Miami. Like I could not shut up about how much I loved the school, loved my friends, like loved everything we were doing, and like I literally just loved all 4 years so much.
Like, I remember some of my high school friends like talking about feeling homesick that first semester. I not once thought about my family, about anything at home. Like this was my new home, and it was, oh my God, it was amazing.
Did we peak? Has life gone downhill? We should go around now and give a piece of advice or something that we've taken from freshman year and want to say to them now.
Like anyone that's going into freshman year now, just know that like you're going to find the right people and it might take time, but like we just got very lucky the first week.
There were so many like points where I can think of where like it was like there was a little bit of awkwardness or like funniness, like where we were just like we were all a little bit different, but like in the end, like I think one of the reasons why we're all so close is because we're really good at laughing at each other and laughing at ourselves. And we were doing that from like the second we got there.
It's very scary and it's very hard to put yourself out there, but you like have to make yourself. Like I was literally scared of my own shadow when I got there.
Kristen was like very, very shy freshman year.
I was like painfully shy. I did not know a soul at Miami. I had no roommate. And like all of like our friends were like buddied up with the roommates. Like regardless, you guys like stuck by me. You waited for me to get out of my shell.
Our little butterfly.
You did get out of your shell.
My advice would be to make sure that you put the right location into your Ubers. And also just like don't, this sounds so cliche, but like don't be afraid to be yourself. I remember there were even moments where like something like trying out for Sebastian, I was like, are people gonna think I'm like weird, like, and not think this is like funny the way that I think it's funny.
We did think you were weird.
Like, yeah.
But also like looking back now, like I was doing exactly what I wanted to be doing. Like I was being like myself.
My advice for freshmen would be to trust the process, because a lot of what we're saying right now is first semester and we did have the best time and I met really good girls, but something happened where I was this close to transferring, and we're gonna get into that next episode, but trust the process.
My friends left. We had a fun little girls' night. We had sushi on the floor of my living room. We don't have any furniture yet, so we literally just sat in a circle and ate dinner together. That was so fun. I'm so happy you guys got to meet them, but now it's time to un-get ready with me. If you follow me on TikTok, you probably see me doing these get ready with me videos, but basically, I'm doing my makeup while I'm telling you where I'm going and what I'm doing. But I never really get to sit with you guys and tell you about what happened after I get ready. So that's what this segment is going to be about. You guys have gotten ready with me, but now it's time to get real with me. In the fall of last year, one of my like big get ready with me's was that I was going to this celebrity's birthday party.
Get ready with me to go out on a Monday night. My friend called me. She was like, it's blah, blah, blah's birthday. We're going out.
I tried to be so like nonchalant and cool on TikTok. But basically, this was the first time I ever had like paparazzi take a photo of me. The first time I ever was recognized. And it was Drake's birthday party. All of the articles that came out after Drake's birthday party had this photo of me. I'm wearing this orange outfit, and I was like, yeah, I was there. Like, that was like my first time being in any type of news or anything. I thought it was like the coolest thing ever, and I made a whole get ready with me. All the comments were like, wow, she was at Drake's birthday party. That's so cool. Well, I have to let you guys in on a little secret. Not everything you see online is real. I never got into Drake's birthday party. So let's start from the beginning of the night. We get invited to this birthday party through some other guy that we know, and I'm getting ready. I'm freaking out because this is Drake's birthday party. Like, I know cool people are gonna be there, so I don't know what I'm wearing. I literally have a photo of me trying to find an outfit to wear, and I have my clothes spread out on the bed, spread out on the floor. I'm like sprawled out. I'm trying to find the hottest outfit. I'm like, this has to be the best I've ever looked in my entire life. So we get ready, we go in the Uber, it's me and my one friend, and we show up to this party. We're standing outside, it's at a restaurant in Miami, they had rented it out, and of course there's like a ton of bodyguards and there's a ton of girls waiting outside. I see people like pulling up in their cars, the paparazzi's taking pictures of them, and they're just like walking right in. I'm like, okay, we're just gonna follow suit, we're gonna do the same thing. This was the most embarrassing experience of my life, because we go up to the door and the guy who was supposed to get us in literally just did not care and was ignoring us. He was in the party, so we're trying to tell this bouncer like, hey, like, we're supposed to be here, like, we're on some type of list. He's like, I don't care. This bouncer would not even acknowledge our existence. Like, he was not, I'm like, so hi, hello, how are you? He's looking the other way as if I'm not there. And I mean, mind you, this is like not like, oh, we didn't get in and we left. We sat there for like 3 hours outside this party because I was like, we have to get in. Like, we'll find a way to get in. Like, sometimes this happens like during the beginning of the night when everyone's showing up, like, it's stressful, but like, we'll get in. But basically we're seeing girls from my school just like walk in with these promoters or whatever, and they're getting right in, and I'm standing there like, my feet are killing me. I was in these heels, oh my god, I remember, I was like, I think my feet are bleeding right now because we had been standing outside this party for so long. And maybe like 30 minutes after standing there, this paparazzi comes up to me and he's like, oh, are you Alex from TikTok? And this is like beginning of October last year. No one's ever said that to me before. I had a few 100,000 followers on TikTok and I've never been like recognized like that. So I was like, yeah, I guess. And he's like, oh, okay, like, I'm just gonna take some photos of you. I'm awkwardly like walking in these photos. I'm sweating. It's so awkward. Still to this day, I don't understand it. I'm like, where are you supposed to walk? Where are you supposed to look? Like, it's just, it's so awkward for me. But basically he takes these photos and somehow these are the ones that end up on, like, if you look up Drake's birthday party 2022 in Miami, like, you're gonna see the photos of me in this orange outfit. After this guy takes photos of me, I'm like, okay, well, we for sure have to get in now. Like, because maybe these people will be like, oh wow, like, these are some cool people, like, we have to let them in. So me in my orange suit limping up to the door because my feet hurt so bad, I go up to the bouncer, I'm like, hi, like, maybe now you know me, like, I'm supposed to be in there. He's like, literally looks at me and just looks right away. And I'm like, oh my god. So we were so determined to try and get into this party because we're seeing people we know from our school getting in there. And we had already told everyone that we're going to Drake's birthday party. So we stood outside for like, it was like a total of 3 hours. I think the party was literally over. And I remember being so confused when I saw these news headlines coming out and I was like the one photographed there. And the only reason I was probably on those photos is because I was outside of the party for the entirety of it, so he was able to get shots of me. But basically after 3 hours of waiting outside, we awkwardly like went around the corner, like, we didn't know what to do, and we were like, it's time to go home. The party's over. People are leaving the party now and we're still trying to get in. So we call our Uber home and I'm looking at the get ready with me that I posted on the way to the party. And everyone's like, oh my god, she's, because I didn't say Drake's birthday party in the video, but I kind of figured people would probably figure it out and put it together. So everyone's like, oh my god, wow, she's at Drake's birthday party. Like, this is so cool. This is so cool. And I'm reading these comments and I'm like, oh my god, like, do I tell them I didn't even get in? And then these articles come out, and then I wanted to post the picture that this paparazzi took, so I literally never said anything, and I just was like, yeah, okay, like, yeah, I was at Drake's birthday party, like, it was so cool, so fun, like, I had the best time ever. I know sometimes everything on social media looks super glamorous, and that's why I decided to get on here, talk to you guys, tell you the behind the scenes, because I have so many more stories. I also want to hear from you guys about what Get Ready With Me's you guys have seen in the past and stories you want to hear from those nights, because I have a ton. We have one more thing to go over before this episode ends. If you watched the last episode of Call Her Daddy, you know what I'm talking about, but if you don't, basically, we have to go save my nudes. So I lived in a college house my senior year. We lived six girls, and we had this smart fridge. This fridge is probably like the only nice gadget that we had in the house. So we thought it'd be funny if we did photos of the week. So like, these photos were basically what you would upload to maybe your private story. Like, no one was supposed to see these photos besides the six of us. We uploaded like our nudes on there, us funny being drunk, like we have story times on there. We have, I don't even know what we have on there, but from what we can remember, it's not good. And we left, we graduated, we quickly packed to go to Europe, and we did not delete the photos on the fridge. So now, this group of frat guys has moved into the house, and these guys are like, what are these photos on the fridge? Code red. We are like calling each other, we're like, oh my god, all of our photos, these guys have access to. And this is like a frat house in college. Like, you know that these guys are gonna be throwing parties. Like, you know it's gonna be a very social house. People are going over there. And I'm like, we need to go save the nudes. So Alex is in Miami. I asked her for help because I'm like, if there's anyone that has the confidence to walk in that house and get those photos, I'm like, it's her. So I'm bringing her with me. We're going to Casa Amor, my college house, and we are going to delete the photos on the fridge. I also have not been back to this part of Miami yet. Like, that's Coral Gables, that's where campus is, that was my whole past 4 years of my life. So I am going to be super emotional when we go over there. Like, I have not stepped foot by campus, I have not seen our house, we literally graduated and left. I'm so nervous, like I'm freaking out. I can't imagine walking back into that house and it's gonna be boyified. Like, it's just gonna be so frat and, oh my God. The other girls live in New York besides me and Kristen, so like, we owe it to them. We have to be good friends, we have to get these photos deleted, and we have to do it now. Because school is starting, they're gonna start having people over, so let's go.
Alex is about to lay out for me, like, what is the blueprint, what is the layout of her home, so we know what we're walking into. Let's go.
Okay. So here's the front door. This is like a little room. You make a quick left. Okay. This is the living room. You walk past, don't go in the master, walk past here into, this is the kitchen. This is the fridge that we need to infiltrate.
This is the fridge. You can basically go in a big long circle to get to your kitchen.
Yeah.
So we have a long way to go to get to the fucking pizza, aka the fridge, aka the nudes. Okay, well, finish your pizza and let's go. We're coming for you, boys.
Coming up here at this street is like the main entrance to the campus. You'll see the big University of Miami sign.
These girls are probably going to school.
We're nearing like 3 or 4 minutes, guys. They're never gonna get me to leave. Wait, this is new? I'm actually like gonna start like freaking out. Like, this road even. Oh my gosh, we're gonna run! Guys, I have butterflies in my stomach. Can we even pull in? Should we actually just drive by?
I think you just fucking pull in. Like, just go for it.
Oh my god, stop.
This is so cool. There's grass! We didn't have grass like this! When did they get grass?
Well, we got charged $1,000 for fucking up the grass.
Oh.
There's grass now.
So what the fuck do we do? Wait, okay, quick. Okay. They're probably like, who the fuck is here? Okay, so.
I see the front door. We just have to infiltrate.
We're just gonna say hi.
Where's the tequila?
Tequila? Holy fuck. Alex, put it in your pocket.
I'm literally shaking.
What is that?
Oh my god, it's fratified. It's fratified.
No, I'm not ready.
I'm gonna.
Here we go.
I forget. What is this?
Hi! I just wanted to give you guys a housewarming gift. We used to live here.
Come in.
Oh, thank you. Hi, guys.
Oh, hi.
Wait,
hi.
You guys. It looks so different. I love what you've done with the place.
So beautiful. Do you mind if we look at Alex's room? Did you know that she lived here before? You've heard?
Wow. This is honestly a lot nicer than my room was.
So that's where your makeup station was?
Get ready with me, station was. This is where the magic happened. And then my bed was here, and my closet was like on this wall. And this wall, and in there. I'm gonna go put
this
in.
Thanks for letting us just look around.
Yeah, of course. The smart fridge is great.
Oh yeah! Oh, I forgot about the fridge.
Oh my! Oh my God! That's such a cool. Wow! This is so nice. Kristen! Do you want to show how I
got to work the fridge? No.
Oh my gosh. I'm just going to stand here and make sure one touches my girls as they get the job done. Just going to go distract. You guys do your thing, okay? It's going to pour shots for the boys. Oh my God.
They're done. They're gone.
Thank you guys so much for letting us come. We really appreciate it. This was have a great time in college.
Yeah.
Oh, we're locked in. All the pictures are gone.
We did it. We deleted everything. They were kind of worse than they thought, so I'm happy that we did this.
I'm not gonna lie, I didn't really actually anticipate to see nipple. We saw nipple.
Yeah.
Way to go.
It's pretty bad on there. Don't worry, guys. I got you. All of our nudes are gone. And that's a wrap.
Thank God we deleted those photos off the fridge, because I am looking through my Snapchat right now and look at who's having a pool party. And this is a silly week pool party, so this means that every girl in the entire school is going to be there. Bikinis and sneakers. So silly week is basically when it's the first week of classes and the only thing you do is basically go in, they give you the syllabus, and then you get to leave. So like, you don't actually have to be paying attention yet, or you don't have to like be okay for classes. So you can be hungover. So that's why everyone parties this week. Look at the setup they have in our backyard. It's completely frat pool partyified. There's going to be hundreds of girls in this house today. If we did not delete those photos, they would be everywhere. So that's why it was so important that we went and got those photos. So I hope you guys enjoyed this first episode. I'm still trying to figure this out. But at the end of every episode, I want to do a segment called What Would Alex Do? So I'm going to have a link for you guys to write in questions, and I can give you advice, even though maybe advice is the wrong word. I don't know if I give the best advice, but I'm just going to tell you what Alex would do. So write in your questions. Hope you guys liked it. I'll see you guys next Thursday. Look at my bed. I have spillage everywhere. We're not doing great.
Bye. Oh, that was cute.
Next week on Hot Mess.
Yeah.